Major League Baseball's brightest stars descend on Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. tonight for the All-Star Game, the fifth time the Capitol will host the All-Star matchup, even though it went more than three decades without a Major League team. Michaela LaFrac from member station WAMU has this look at the city and the game's shared history.
Baseball has been kind to Washington, at least when it comes to hosting the All-Star Game. The first time, in 1937, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt threw out the first pitch. You can hear it in this original radio broadcast.
The President of the United States is baseball fan number one. He's ready to throw it. Here it goes.
That game was at Griffith Stadium, where Howard University Hospital is now, and it was packed with members of Congress. Both the House and the Senate adjourned just so members could make the game. Also in the stands was a young boy named Ted Lerner. Here's his son, Mark.
He worked as an usher, really responsible for taking people to their seats. And after that, he could watch everything.
Ted would go on to become a hugely successful local real estate developer. Today, the Lerners are the principal owners of the Washington Nationals. Flash forward to 1956, the next time the All-Star Game was in D.C. Two of baseball's greatest players, Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle, hit back-to-back home runs.
Mickey Mantle follows with another home run, a line shot into the front rows of the bleachers in left center.
A teenager named Phil Hochberg was working as an usher in the upper deck that day. Hochberg returned for the 1962 All-Star Game, this time as the stadium's 21-year-old announcer.
The one who introduces the players and makes announcements. It was wonderful.
And it was at a new ballpark, D.C. Stadium. President John F. Kennedy threw out the first pitch. The stadium would be renamed after his brother, Robert, after he was assassinated a few years later. Hochberg's main memory from the game is an error, not a player's, but his own. He accidentally forgot to announce one American League player.
Elston Howard, a Yankee catcher. Here we are 56 years later, and I remember the incident.
Mark Lerner, who's now the Nationals' owner, was there that day, too, and at the next D.C. All-Star Game in 1969. He tells me his clearest memory is of the 6'7" Senators outfielder blasting a home run.
I remember Frank Howard, the Capitol Punisher, hitting one in the center field upper deck.
With a tremendous shot in the right center.
I just talked to him on the phone a couple hours ago about that.
How's he doing?
Hello. Well, listen, thank you for calling. Now, what do you want to know, dear?
I wanted to know what it felt like to hit that massive home run in front of 45,000 fans.
It's a thrill to be picked for any All-Star game, but especially when you're performing in front of your hometown fans.
Howard says a lot's changed since he was an All-Star. The game itself is less competitive than it used to be. Now it's more about connecting fans to players and advertising.
With all the hype and publicity, the home run hitting contest, it's self-promotion, but it's good self-promotion.
The All-Star Game's return to Washington gives Major League Baseball a chance to drive home its all-American roots. Fans will be able to see the Washington Monument and Capitol Dome from the stadium's upper decks, on the inevitable TV montages, and emblazoned on the team's uniforms.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
But in the end, tonight's about a ball game in a city with deep baseball roots. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela LaFrac.